This is the brief on the relationship between resting brainwave activity and verbal memory performance. So, a recent study analyzed resting state EEGs to figure out if our baseline brain activity is just a temporary snapshot of our mood or a long-term predictor of how well we learn and retain words. First, we got to define the brainwaves involved. Researchers focused on specific frequency bands: theta waves linked to drowsiness, beta waves for active thinking, and alpha waves handling visual alertness. Think of these frequencies like gears in a car. Is your brain casually idling in theta or actively revving in beta? Second, to see if these waves reflect a permanent trait or a temporary state, they compared two groups taking a verbal memory test. Group 1 had their brain waves measured a whole month before the test, while group 2 was measured literally right before it. Now, you'd naturally assume the back-to-back group would show a much stronger connection to the memory task, right? Finally, the time gap surprisingly didn't matter. Both groups showed that a bigger difference in alpha power, specifically comparing eyes open versus closed, was strongly linked to greater verbal learning success. This proves resting alpha dynamics are actually a global measure of long-term memory capability. It's absolutely wild. Kind of like discovering a car's resting RPM in the driveway perfectly predicts how it'll perform in a race a whole month later. Ultimately, the difference in your brain's alpha waves the second you close your eyes serves as a long-term blueprint for your ability to learn and remember.